Here with head coach Jeff Roop of the men's and women's golf team, recapping the 2009 fall campaign for both of his programs. And first of all, coach, thanks for taking some time with us. Really a spectacular campaign, especially for your men's side. They win four of the six tournaments that they enter. The superlatives really can't describe how good that program performed this past fall.
Yeah, the men, we knew coming in that they were some pretty solid players. They worked really hard during the summer. The returners worked hard. The freshmen, incoming freshmen, worked really hard. And we knew that they had a chance to be a pretty solid team. Now, I think that while we've won four tournaments, we've been very successful. I think they've yet to really reach their peak. These are guys that are capable of being at par or below par on just about any day. So it's been a nice problem to have a team full of guys who can play at a higher level.
One of the goals last year, it seemed like on a week-in and week-out basis, was to shoot 600 or below, and last year it was a battle to get to that level. This year you guys have shot at 600 a couple of times and below three of those six tournaments, so obviously the goals are being accomplished, at least in that regard.
Yeah, it's nice to see that. Last year I think we went sub 300 for one round maybe two or three times. We were making pretty good progress because the year before I don't know that we did it at all. This year, our expectations, I don't know that we set any goal in mind as far as a number goes, but in the back of my mind, in the back of our assistant coach Andy Bonar's mind, we were definitely capable of being sub 600, sub 300, just about every time we stepped on the golf course. So, to no surprise, when he sent me a text message when he was with the guys at the first tournament and asked me what the school record was for an individual and a team, it was nice to see that kind of text message. That sort of brightened my day. Yeah, so we've definitely got the capability to stay around there all year. I think we're averaging about 297 right now, if I'm not mistaken, each day. So pretty solid.
As far as some of the members that are really posting some of these scores, you've got some guys who are in the program for the first time. Craig Osterbrock, Blue George, Georgia transfer in from Tiffin. Talk about some of the guys who are posting some of those spectacular numbers.
Sure. I checked GolfStat this morning. GolfStat's the statistical ranking service for the NCAA golf community, and actually the NAIA, any collegiate golf. And I checked the rankings this morning. It looked like we had four individuals who were inside the top 115 in Division III golf right now. It's pretty solid. I mean, I'm very happy. Last year, I was happy to get one guy in there occasionally. This year, it's nice to have guys like Blue George and Ricky Berner and Jordan Milleis and Ben Smith and Brad Shepard and you name it, Craig Osterbrock. And, I mean, an entire group of guys that are playing B-team golf like Nick Hoke and Kyle Dickerson and all my freshmen. And Steve Nevius, the lone senior on the team, he won his only tournament, or his first tournament of the fall, that was a JV, a B-team tournament, playing against A-team players. It's nice to have that kind of depth, though, and it's nice to have guys who are routinely can be at par, below par, any day they step on the golf course, which is why I'm interested to see how far and how deep we can go when we get three guys that shoot, sub 72, or four guys who are below 73, or whatever it might be. So we could have some real fun with this group of guys.
As far as the North Coast Athletic Conference is concerned, you guys won both of the NCAC Championship Series events early this season. You get to host the first event when we return to golf action in the spring. Talk about how you're feeling about this team and your chances of claiming the first North Coast Athletic Conference championship in a long time for Wittenberg.
Well, I tell the guys that right now you've got a 23-stroke lead in the NCAC. That and a dollar will buy you a cup of coffee, because right now it means absolutely nothing. We've got 72 holes under our belt out of a 162-hole championship. It's the longest championship of any NCAA qualifying criteria. So, and by the way, the NCAC has changed that qualifying criteria starting next year to 90 holes. So we'd be a lot closer, and I'd be a lot more comfortable if that was the case this year. 23 strokes could be made up in a blink of an eye by a team like Ohio Wesleyan. Or for that matter, Allegheny played better the second day at Hiram. Wooster's been playing much better this year. Denison's starting to come on, and they get a kid back this year. So we're not taking anything for granted. It's nice, but just accept it for what it is. I tell the guys, you're in the lead now, but it means absolutely nothing. No one will remember you I remember that you qualified or that you were leading for the national, for a spot in the national championship. No one will remember that if you don't finish that in the spring. So we've got a long way to go, but it's nice to be in the battle.
As far as this being your third year as head coach for both the men's and the women's programs, particularly given the success of your men's program, has it come to as any surprise to you, the success and the rapid turnover from where this program was before you came here to where it is now?
Surprise maybe where we're ranked a little bit, I guess. But I mean, when I came from Otterbein, we started from the ground up and built a program based on recruiting and getting people to buy into what you're selling, getting them to buy into your program, getting them to buy into conditioning and practicing and summer tournaments and the team cohesiveness and preparing properly academically and physically and socially and all those things. So I'm not surprised they're successful, but I'm a little surprised just at where Golfstat has placed us at this point. And like I just said, you know, the ranking that Golfstat puts us at has nothing to do with where we'll end up at the end of the year. So I'm happy with where we're going right now, and I'm happy with the success that they're experiencing.
In order to enjoy such success, these guys have to be motivated to get out to the course every day and practice and put in the time. I imagine you're pretty pleased with the work ethic of this group.
Yeah, it's never been a problem getting these guys to the golf course. If anything, they're at the golf course too much. They're there when they have an off day. They want to come out and practice. They're there when it's raining, when it's snowing, when it's windy, when it's cold. That's the kind of guy I recruited, though. I mean, I've recruited those guys who love the game of golf, will play the game of golf in any conditions, love to practice, love to play games against each other on the golf course, whatever it might be. So, yeah, I teach a golf class here, and I told the golf class, I said, these guys have the kind of work ethic that if I just stay out of the way, they're going to be pretty good. Yeah, so they've proven that point.
Turning focus over towards the women's program, early on in the fall campaign, they had a couple of strong performances, one of the better coming from John Carroll. When you see this women's program perform, what do you see?
Well, I see potential, and I was just talking to one of my players today about that. I love when someone has potential. I love it that much more if you can actually get the potential out of them. So my task and their task for the second semester will be trying to get our team to live up to our potential. You know, we played up to our potential almost in the first tournament at Ferris. First round, right out of the gate. Top five coming right off the summer performances. Felt good about themselves before classes really got in gear. And that was closer to our potential. We've had some lineup changes. We've had some personal issues with deaths in the family and things like that have kept us a little off kilter. And, you know, it's just life that you go through those kind of changes. And I think we need to get that focus back we had early in the season and try to reach that potential. So potential is what I see with the women's golf team.
It's such a young unit. Who's really taken a hold of this squad and provided leadership?
You know, this is the first year I could probably say this, that I have 10 leaders on the golf team, that each one of the girls provides leadership in their own way. They're a group that is just a very cohesive group that communicates well, that everyone takes direction in a positive fashion. They care about each other. They're on the way to go running at the park tonight on their own. This is all part of their own workouts. You know, we're out of season now, and they're still working hard. They're thinking about golf. They're thinking about how to get better. So I've got 10 leaders on the team. I mean, Casey McClure is the captain, but she's a captain in title. She might help organize more than the next person, but I've got 10 girls who are pretty strong young women who are, you know, very proud of the leadership qualities that they have shown.
As far as the scoring is concerned, Ann Boosom has been one of the leaders, as well as Nicole Momsen. Those women have been about as reliable as anybody on this team so far.
Yeah, the scary thing would be if I can get Nicole to play a little bit more summer golf and some summer tournament golf, where she could possibly go. Nicole has been a huge plus and not surprised necessarily, because she's always had that potential. She's living up to her potential and then some right now. So Nicole has definitely been the leader on the golf course for us this year. Very proud of the work that she's done. And she came in from the second round of the Clash of the Clouds the other day, and thought she was doing terrible, and just it was a bad day for her. And a bad day for her in the past might be something in the mid-90s. She had an 89. Well, it's not good for her. It's not living up to her potential. She's grown that much, where an 89 is a bad score, which was, I think, one of our second or third best score that day. So she's done great. Annie's done a wonderful job as well. She's had some inconsistencies, gone up and down a little bit. When she's on, she's on. We just need to turn the off days into decent days instead of off days.
It was announced earlier this fall that Worcester is going to be adding the women's program for the 2010-2011 campaign. That changes the dynamic of the North Coast Athletic Conference, because now there are five programs in the league that have a conference or that have women's golf, and therefore there will be a North Coast Athletic Conference championship next year. How does that excite you and excite this women's program?
Yeah, it's always great to see the growth of the game. I am thrilled anytime there is a university that adds a golf program. It's just nice to see the growth. I think that the conference, having a conference championship, can do nothing but great things for us and for anyone else in our conference, for that matter. One, it's going to help visibility-wise. Visibility helps recruiting. Recruiting hopefully helps get more girls interested in the game of golf as well. So I think it's going to be cyclical, where it's going to benefit everybody. It's going to be tough now, because now I got to recruit against another team in Ohio. But I think we're up for that challenge, and we've established a program that should be able to compete for that NCAC title in its first year next year. And I think, more than anything, now that we've got a conference and there's some points associated with the conference championship, there are other NCAC teams that don't want to give up those possible NCAC points. And I think it might sort of get them to consider adding a women's golf program as well. So before you know it, this NCAC championship might turn into an NCAC championship with an automatic qualifier to the NCAA, which... then I'll get really excited at that point. That would be fantastic.
Certainly would be a point of excitement, talking about NCAA tournament experience. It's exciting, Coach Roop, to see this program really have escalated in the 3 years here. And I imagine it's difficult to not get looking ahead, considering 90% of your athletes are sophomores and freshmen, the fact that both of these programs could be very, very good in 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you try not to get too far ahead of yourself. We are young, and I have to remind myself every time we go out and shoot 305 in the first round with the guys or 360 with the women. But it's nice, too, when you think when they shoot 290 on the guys' side or 332 on the girls' side, to think, boy, we could really accomplish something here, too. So there's a growth process. There's a maturation process. I think these young men and women are going to stick with the program, and they seem like the kind of young people who are going to be motivated to continue to be successful on the golf course and in the classroom, and that's the most exciting thing to me. Plus, if we never stop recruiting, that always is going on. I'll be at the state tournament this weekend recruiting, so it's the success breeds success. So these young kids who are successful are just going to help me when I go out and represent Wittenberg at the state tournament this weekend.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck as you prepare for the spring campaign.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
That is head coach of the men's and women's golf team, Jeff Roop, here on the Tiger Sports Network.